Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. We had been discussing verse 47 onwards, most quoted verse in Bhagavad Gita, which is Karmanye Vadhikarasthe. So between that verse 47 and 53, Bhagavan gives us concisely and succinctly how to live life. Because those scriptures give advice about how to live your life, sometimes Hinduism is called way of life. So from verse 47 onward, we basically have seen is, what is the reality of my life? Reality of my life is, I'm a living being, a conscious being, and therefore activity is what makes me who I am. So active I must, however I must understand that only thing which is in my control is my actions. The result of my actions are not in my control simply because there is infinite world out there. That is the field of my actions. When I act in the field of my actions, the other forces affect the result of my actions, which is not in my control. So I must keep the goal very high, which gives me the directions of my actions. So the goal gives us direction. Bhagavad Gita did not say don't have any goal. It says, karmani eva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Not the fruits of action. It did not say don't keep any goal or don't plan anything in your life, just continue. So keep the goal in your mind and then work accordingly. So the goal gives me direction. In which direction I should put my actions. So if I'm going from here to New York, I know one thing, I have to drive northward on 95. That my goal is to go to New York, it gives me direction which way to go, so I don't drive south. What it does not give me is what I will encounter on my way. While I'm driving, I can generally predict that because I'm driving at 70 miles an hour, New York is 400 miles from here, therefore it takes me all of that. But it does not give me all the other information which affect my reaching New York. Previously, we didn't have any way to predict what's going to be happen on the way. So we have to rely only on our general judgment. And there was some traffic news broadcast which says, what is the traffic pattern today? Then we have now the GPS. We're trying to add more and more ability to predict what is going to affect my travel. My GPS also tells me there is traffic congestion 25 miles from here, and it will last for 8 miles, may delay for 15 minutes. So would you like to take a detour? And every time I have tried to follow my GPS Agna to take detour, I'm actually more delayed than the 15 minutes that GPS has predicted. Because GPS does have some information, but not all information. It had information on my main route, but didn't really have all the information about the detour we have to take. So I figured out that I better stay on the same course which I have started and decided, because the karma phala is dependent on not just one factor, but many factors which we may not have control over right now, or we do not have control over right now. So Bhagavan said, therefore, you should not be worried about the karma phala because it is not in your hand. Karma is your right. That's in your control. Control them. Find a direction. Find a goal in life. Find a direction and work accordingly. Karma phala may not be, because what's going to encounter while you're working, you will not know. And therefore he said, ma karma phala hetu bahu. Therefore, do not make the fruits as the motivator. We'll reach New York in 6 hours because I'm driving at 70 miles an hour. That should not be the motivating force of my driving. My motivation is I need to reach New York. And it is in north, therefore I'm driving northward, that's all. I will deal with whatever comes in my way. If I have to take a detour, I'll take a detour. But I will reach New York. When? I don't know. But I will reach there. But never get discouraged and say, oh, there is a lot of traffic today, don't go. Ma sanghatu akarmani. Do not get attached to inaction because you predict there may be a lot of obstructions on your way. So this is the prescription given to us. Have a goal, find a direction, and then continue working. Do not worry about what you will encounter. So the next verse says, siddhi asiddhi samobhutva. Yogastha kur karmani. So how should I act? Establish yourself in yoga and then work. So I don't go to yoga classes. Pandiji keep telling me, but I keep avoiding. So now I can't do anything about it. So no, yogastha kur karmani, established into a state of mind where this siddhi asiddhi does not affect you. I have to go to New York, but right near the Ashland, there is a huge traffic jam. That doesn't make me to make a U-turn and come back home. Goal is to go there, somehow to find a way to get over this. Therefore, he said, siddhi asiddhi samabhatva. Whatever comes in your way, take it equally. This is still part of your life, and you deal with it. So the yoga is samatvam yoga uchyate. So I should be establishing yoga. What kind of yoga? He said, very simple. Keep your mind even in whatever situation you encounter. In other words, keep that goal still in your mind. Don't let that obstruction in your way discourage you. Your goal is to achieve that infinite happiness. Don't get discouraged. Siddhi asiddhi. Success and failure is part of your life. Because it is guaranteed that sometimes you will succeed. Most of the time you will fail. We used to have the statistics of what is our hit rate on our proposals. And for a while I did that because I was trained by my previous employers to have the hit rate. Then I said, boy, this hit rate looks very poor. Let's not look at it. Let's stop this thing. Just keep doing what you are doing. Because if you get discouraged by the results, then you will stop acting. That's not the goal. Goal is to achieve what you want to achieve. So Bhagavan said, samatvam yoga uchyate. Keep your mind equanimous in all situations, whether success or failures. That's very necessary because failures are going to be there. And then when you work in that manner, you will be applying your full focus. And therefore you will be very efficient in your actions. So we saw the next definition of yoga is, yogaha karmasu kaushalam. When do I consider myself to be established in the samatvam? My actions become efficient. And we all know that when I'm efficient, when I'm fully focusing on what I'm doing. I sometimes take work home and say, well, rather than doing it, I'll take one home. Then what I do, I also want to watch the shows which I have missed last time. And they are on DVR now, okay, so all recorded. I'm trying to do my work and trying to pay attention to that part of the show going on. See, the work which is supposed to take me 2 hours, take me about 8 hours. And then I said, whole weekend I was working. And nearly you're truly not working 8 hours. So I'm not efficient in my actions. When my actions are efficient, I should consider myself to be established in yoga. That was the prescription in the beginning. Bhagavan said, yogastha kuru karmani, establish yourself in yoga, have your mind steady and focused and work in this world. That's the way of life. That's why I say Hinduism teaches you what is the way of life. It succinctly told you how to be successful and happy in life. The next few verses say, the one who now established in this yoga, he gives up all the sukrita duskrita. Buddhiyukto jahatiha ube sukrita duskrite. Once you are completely focused in doing your best, you will not be affected by the results or whether it is a good or bad. You know you have done your best. You couldn't have done any better than this. The law of karma says the actions which I have put will bear results sooner or later. It does happen that sometimes I go to some client and make a presentation, he doesn't give me prize. But he then tells somebody else 2 years from then said, why did you talk to such and such? I thought he was pretty good. He didn't give me a job, but he refers me to somebody, and the third person comes and gives me a job. Why did I get it? Because I put my efforts in the presentation to first get it. I don't make that connection. Therefore, my mind cannot see why I am getting this work but not that one. That's the law of karma, prarabdha. What I call it prarabdha is not something completely random which is happening to my life. But something happening in present, I cannot make a connection to my past actions. Which I call it my prarabdha. So therefore Bhagavan said, one who acts in this world with that even-mindedness, he will be beyond sukrita duskrita. He will be beyond good and bad. Many people used to say, or still say, doing good is good enough. Why do I have to worry about all these things and karma yoga and this yoga? And just do good in life. Actually, I remember Subhas Pahuja. He came to this class a few times before he passed away. And his standard thing, why do I have to learn Bhagavad Gita? I know, doing good is good. And I said that Bhagavan says doing good is not good enough. Why? That good is binding you the expectation of good results. And that becomes your golden chain. Every time I do good, I expect at least somebody will recognize and nail, good job. Well, granddaughter, when she does something, she's looking around and say whether everybody's paying attention. Then if nobody's paying attention, she herself says, Medha is so smart. I did it. That's our true nature. We want recognition right from the childhood. We're going to see around whether anybody's paying attention. Because I'm doing good, but nobody's paying attention. What is good about that? So that good is binding me to good results and good vasanas, but still vasanas. Therefore, Bhagavan said, you will be relieved from both the good and bad if you focus on your actions only and not the results. Results are guaranteed. Something which is guaranteed, you don't have to worry about it. We know sun will rise tomorrow. We don't have to last night agonize over what will happen tomorrow morning. Will the sun rise? We know it is guaranteed. Results of actions are guaranteed, and therefore you shouldn't be worried about that. Karmajam buddhiyuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinaha janma bandha vinurmuktaha padam gacchanti anamayam. We are afraid of all the evils in this world which creates sorrows in our life. And Bhagavan said, the one who is established in this yoga and working in this world, he will go beyond anamayam. He will go beyond all evils. Karmajam buddhiyuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinaha. Those wise ones, possessed of this knowledge, who has given up the karma phala. Given up in a sense, given up the anxiety of karma phala. It is going to come whatever is in my way. They get janma bandha vinirmuktaha. They get relieved from the cycles on birth and death. This is obviously very, very Hindu concept, the punarjanma. But even in this life, I take this position and then I take that position. Every position I take in this life is because of what? Because of my vasanas. I went to be a president of this and I want to be the chairperson of this. I want to be on this board and I want to do this. It's driven by my vasanas, my egocentric desires, not because I want to do this work. Many times I see an organization, somebody is very active and they reach a pinnacle of that organization. As soon as his term is over, you won't even see him again in that. What happened? You were so active, you were so committed to, but now you are gone. He said, now there is nothing for me. You were driven by your desire to be there, not driven by your actions. So Bhagavan said, you will be relieved from that. Therefore, you will not be bound by that or this result to act. You will be simply working as you should be. So, janma bandha vinirmuktaha, you will not be taking any more positions. No more birth and death for you. You will be who you are, which is the Supreme Self, the unlimited happiness, beyond sorrow. So, therefore, he said, padam gacchanti anamayam. He goes a place where there is no evil. There is only one place we know. Once we are one with the supreme, all-pervading Lord, then there is no evil. Yadate moha kalilam buddhihi vyatita rishyati tada gantasi nirvedam srutavyasya srutasya cha. Srutavyasya srutasya cha. We are bound by our experiences. What experiences I have so far, what I have heard so far. Srutasya, that is heard. Srutavyasya, that is yet to be heard. My life is driven by two things. Experiences I had, which has formed who I am today, and what I think I should be doing, what I have not heard yet, what I have not experienced yet. But it says, those, yadate moha kalilam, those who have dispelled these delusions because of the buddhihi, because of that intellect, that they have gone out of this delusion, they go beyond this realm of, I know this and I have to do this. So they go beyond the world of experiences. In other words, I go beyond my ego. Right now my ego is formed by what I have experienced before and what I'll be experiencing after this. So it's a, when your intellect crosses beyond the mire of delusion, you shall attain that indifference to what I'm experiencing. Right now I get discouraged. If something doesn't go exactly as I thought it should, then I get discouraged. Or I get very encouraged. Meena tells me all the time, you can see on your face that you are encouraged or discouraged. You should be at a point that this happening does not discourage you or encourage you. Now that may not be the right way to put it, but in other words, you should be always be motivated to do your duties. No matter what your experiences are, no matter what you think will be the traffic on 95, but my goal is to go to New York, I must go and I should go. That is the experience I had or experience I may have in the future will not then affect me. The last verse which you have seen, it says, Sruti vi pratipannate yada sthasyati nischala samadhau achala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi. We had been talking about yoga, that you need to establish yourself into yoga and then work. That's the simple prescription we have. Act you must, you don't have a choice. But rather than just acting, which is inferior to establishing yourself in yoga and then act. It's like going to New York is good, but without looking at the direction going is inferior to knowing which direction I should go, what are the places I can put gas, because if I need to put gas on my way, with preparation when I go, it will be superior than not doing any preparation. So, yogastha kuru karmani, sruti vi pratipannate. Those, when your intellect is, even though perplexed by what you heard, what you have experienced, remain steady. Right now, my experiences are disturbing because everything I have planned or everything I want to achieve, it seems everything is contrary. I want to achieve this, but things are not conducive. So my buddhi gets perplexed by this, but still, this does not make me discouraged. So my buddhi remains steady of what is the goal of my life. Samadhau achala. They are immovable in their higher goal. Goal I am established in. Infinite happiness is my goal. And I must achieve one way or other. That goal, when I give up, I get sorrows. So it says, immovable and steady in the self. The self means that state where there is no unhappiness. Once I'm that firmly established, happiness is my goal, not accomplishing things, not acquiring things. I may acquire things, accomplish things, as long as it gives me happiness, I'll pursue that. If it gives me unhappiness, I'll move on to do something else. So keeping the goal steadily in my mind, which is the infinite happiness, when I work in this world, not getting affected by the experiences which I experience on my way, Bhagavan said, Tada yogam avapshasi. Then you will achieve that yoga. That yoga which we talked about, yogastha kuru karmani. Establish yourself in yoga. When do I consider myself yogastha yoga? When I'm not affected by what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day life. Today may be a good day and I get encouraged, and tomorrow a bad day and I say, Bhagavad Gita says this, but I think we should be careful. We should take care of ourselves. That, Bhagavan said, will not get you into the state of yoga where samatvam yoga uchyate. Your mind is steady and you are efficient in your actions. With that, we'll stop.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.